the sex-drenched halftime show. Scantily clad women on stripper poles, a mimicking of a bondage scene with her wrists in rope. Now, I happen to be a libertarian on sexual matters, generally speaking. But I have two things to say about that. One is I just feel bad for all the parents with kids who watch the Super Bowl and then have to turn off the halftime show. The other is, where are all the voices of sexual exploitation of women? They're out there for Miss America swimsuit contest, right? They abolished the Miss America swimsuit contest. Oh, exploitation of women. And they abolish, they have, I've told you, article after article after article. I wrote a column on this. I wrote a column on the Miss America thing too, I think. On, oh, cheerleaders exploiting women. Cheerleaders are modest in comparison to Shakira and J-Lo. Right? Those were the women and all the other women on stage. My issue is not prudery. The issue for the anti-cheerleaders and anti-swimsuit competition is prudery. And the guise of sexual exploitation. Women as sex objects. I mean, you couldn't have had more sexual objectification if you tried. I don't care, by the way. That does not bother me. What bothers me is that kids couldn't watch it. That's what bothered me. It's all the venue. It's all the context. To those who went to graduate school, women are objectified by heterosexual men, and men are objectified by homosexual men. Okay? That's the way nature and or God made us. Now it's time to grow up, which is a challenge. Because leftism keeps you a child. That's the reason they think children have wisdom, because they have the same wisdom as children.